What does it mean to be a leader in cancer care? At Davis Hospital Cancer Center, we know. It means a team of experts providing exceptional care using advanced technology and treatment plans designed specifically for each of our patients. And our nurse patient navigators are here to make your experience convenient and comfortable. To find out how our expert team could help you, contact us at davishospital.org. The Cancer Center at Davis Hospital and Medical Center, a Steward family hospital in partnership with physician owners. What does it mean to be a leader in cancer care? At Davis Hospital Cancer Center, we know. It means a team of experts providing exceptional care using advanced technology and treatment plans designed specifically for each of our patients. And our nurse patient navigators are here to make your experience convenient and comfortable. To find out how our expert team could help you, contact us at davishospital.org. The Cancer Center at Davis Hospital and Medical Center, a Steward family hospital in partnership with physician owners.
Hey, what's up, everyone? This is Isaac Weishaupt from IlluminatiWatcher.com. Today, we're going to talk about a book I just wrote. It's an analysis of a book most of you are familiar with. You've either heard of this book or most likely read it yourself. But what you don't know is that hidden in the messages and meanings of this book are occult practices and Illuminati belief systems. The book in question is Paulo Coelho's book, The Alchemist. And I wrote a little mini book. I called it The Desert Enigma, an analysis of occult symbolism in Paulo Coelho's The Alchemist. Now, the inspiration for this book has been on my mind for several months, maybe even a couple years, because I heard about this book, and you've heard about it as well, from celebrities, even President Bill Clinton. So it's been on the radar, and I even watched one of Oprah's shows called Super Soul Sunday, where she interviewed the author, Paulo Coelho. And I've also got a slight interest in New Age concepts. I've studied some of the stuff that is more mainstream, like you see on What the Bleep Do We Know, some of the quantum physics stuff, because my background is in engineering, and I studied some of the Newtonian physics and quantum physics. And it really struck a nerve with me, and I found that some of these New Age beliefs actually seem pretty helpful and inspirational and help you kind of get through the day. So I've read quite a few of these books, like The Four Agreements and The Secret and whatnot. So this book, The Alchemist, kind of falls in line with these New Age interests. However, I didn't know some of the occult basis behind a lot of these messages until I finished reading the book and researching some of the concepts within it. And I'll go into that more later, because some of the words and the verbiage that they use in this book actually cued me to look some of this stuff up, because in my research for IlluminatiWatcher.com, I've stumbled across many of these terms before. What made this even worse was when I started digging into the author's past. And some of the messages I was finding in the books that I was tying to some of the occultists like Aleister Crowley turned up in Paulo Coelho's past. And there I knew it wasn't just a coincidence. So I wrote this book called The Desert Enigma to look into all of these things and explain them. And I want to explain them in a manner that most kind of mainstream non-conspiracy theorists can understand. I mean, when I'm tying together concepts from the book with Charles Manson and Hitler, theosophy and evolution, which all ties into this concept I've been kind of building on IlluminatiWatcher.com, that these things are leading us down into the ancient alien concept and accepting extraterrestrials as our new antichrist, it's kind of alarming. So let me go into just a small dosage of what I talk about in this book I wrote. The book itself has an overall message and theme about this boy, or man, I should say, maybe. It's a man named Santiago. He's pursuing what the author calls his personal legend. Now, another phrase for personal legend is true will. Santiago is pursuing his true will, his purpose for being on this planet. It's the same concept of the personal legend, where the universe helps you conspire to achieve what you're destined to achieve. Now, when I read this, I immediately thought of Aleister Crowley because his main axiom is "do what thou wilt shall be the whole of the law." And what he's talking about isn't just, you know, going into any kind of debauchery that you feel is fun or whatever. He's talking about a more deeper meaning. Crowley was talking about thelema, which is the name of the religion he came up with. Thelema literally translates as the will. When Crowley talked about "do what thou wilt," he was saying you're supposed to find your purpose for being in this world and pursue it at any and all costs, because the universe will conspire to help you do that, which is literally identical to what we find in The Alchemist with Santiago pursuing his personal legend. Now, that's not the only thing that's in this book. This book is full of Illuminati symbolism. I mean, from the get-go, we learn that Santiago is trying to get to the Egyptian pyramids of Giza. And those of you that are familiar with all of these conspiracy theories know that that is just steeped in all kinds of occult symbolism, because as I talk about in my first book, A Grand Unified Conspiracy Theory, the pyramids are central to many of the belief systems. And not to mention they're mysterious anyways, because no one really knows how they were built to this day. But in The Alchemist, they use a concept of magic realism, which basically means the book is set in a real life situation, kind of a scenario, and magic is used and is accepted as reality. In my book, I talk about this magic concept and the concept you see in the Book of Egypt, which gives us some of the stuff about Hermes Trismegistus, the magician of Atlantis, also known as Thoth, who had resurrected Horus, who was the spirit that dictated the Book of the Law to Aleister Crowley. So you've got Horus appearing on all of these levels. And I argue that this whole book is part of the pursuit of the Aeon of Horus that Aleister Crowley talked about ushering in. It's the age of self-realization, which is what Santiago does in this book. I mean, the title of the book is The Alchemist, which we all know how there's this kind of belief system called alchemy that was practiced by Rosicrucians and the Freemasons. So similar to the pyramids, alchemy in itself is another kind of trigger word and concept that you see from different entertainers. You see in pure occultists, they all talk about alchemy. They believe in this. The belief of turning lead into gold is just another way of stating they believe in the evolution of consciousness. They put these messages out there in these symbols because they slowly want to evolve our consciousness to accept their belief system. And that's what is concerning to me, is that it's being done without our knowledge. They're putting out these ideas and themes into pop culture in order to move us along the evolution. And the end game is to accept the Antichrist, the alien extraterrestrial overlord. But we're going to get into that. That's quite further down the hole. Getting back to the book itself, The Alchemist, on one of the covers you'll see many of the symbols that we've covered on IlluminatiWatcher.com in my Decoding Illuminati Symbolism series. We've got the Triangle of Manifestation, which is more magic symbolism. You've got the All-Seeing Eye. And of course, we've also got the pagan elements of the moon and the sun. Because in the book, Santiago uses these natural elements to perform his magic, which is exactly what witchcraft is used for. Now, another interesting symbol we find in the book is one of the main characters' name is Melchizedek. But if you look into the roots of this word, as I explain in the Desert Enigma, the roots of this word tie us into Moloch. Now, this is the Canaanite deity that they would sacrifice children to. And again, on IlluminatiWatcher.com, I cover this for the last several years. There's all of these symbols of the Mano Cornudo, which is more witchcraft hexing. It's all these horns of the devil. Now, they've made this a popular symbol from the 60s, 70s rock movement, but the fact remains that it's a symbol to represent this deity of Moloch, whom was used to sacrifice children too. It was a pagan belief system, and it exists to this day, just not out in the open. Again, it's one of these kind of hidden messages. But anyways, in the book, Melchizedek, aka Moloch, claims he's the warrior of the light. He's the illuminated one. And who's that? That's the Illuminati. Even Paulo Coelho himself wrote a book about the warriors of light. It's very important to these people that they hide this stuff in plain sight, but if you don't know about it, it just goes right by unnoticed. So like I said, I go through the whole book. I go through a lot of the messages and the themes of the book and how they tie into real occult belief systems. But I started off with going into the author's background. And it turns out he's no different than most of these occult figures of the 60s. I've got him linked to Crowley. He talks about presiding over black masses and practicing witchcraft and Satanism. And even trying to contact UFOs and aliens. He spent some time in Crowley's Ordo Templi Orientis as a ceremonial magician in the OTO. Again, with all this magic stuff, it always seems to tie in to these figures in the Illuminati, allegedly, and these other occultists. And this just seems to be one more example. I go through all of these degrees of separation between Coelho and Charles Manson. There's all this peculiar links that we find with Crowleyite Kenneth Anger, who's also a Satanist. And some of his films like Lucifer Rising and Invocation of My Demon Brother, we find some of the same symbols in Kenneth Anger's works that I find in Coelho. Is this just a coincidence? I don't think so. I think this is kind of a hidden attempt at pushing Satanism through a more innocent means. Now, in my book, The Desert Enigma, I go through several ideas that support some of my previous works. For example, in my book on the magic and the occult within the hip-hop industry, Sacrifice Magic Behind the Mic, I talk about some of these rappers having these kind of strange occult magic beliefs, like Jay-Z and Pharrell. And in the book, I provide some tweets and connections that these rappers have with this book, The Alchemist. You've recently heard songs from like Macklemore talking about The Alchemist. But I've got all this kind of stuff in there that ties all these same celebrities like Madonna, who we're used to seeing this kind of stuff from, endorsing this product. I talk about some of Crowley's dogma, which can be found in The Alchemist. And again, more of Coelho's history with black magic and the OTO and worshiping Satan and trying to get into some of these more obscure belief systems. And they all came from the 60s. It was all from the 60s hippies movement. And of course, the ultimate evil, I tie it into this allegation of the Manson family being these satanic underground hitmen. But we can find these 6 degrees of separation between all of these figures. And one of the key aspects is Santiago is being depicted as the third pillar. When we talk about the twin pillars of Boaz and Joaquin, Santiago is rising up as the middle pillar. This is a Freemason concept, and it's very blatant within the book. Now, in my book, I argue about how these teachings could lead one into the beliefs of the occult and the Illuminati and Satanism, and in fact, seeking contact with aliens, which I believe could just be the Antichrist. We're being duped into such a thing. You know, Satan is the Lord of the air. Well, where do the UFOs come from? They come from above, from the skies. But anyways, I don't want to give you the wrong impression, but this book is very important. I think you should really learn a lot from it. I think it's like all these other New Age teachings. There's some good to find in the concepts. It's very inspirational. You can use it to kind of, you know, snap out of, like, people with low self-esteem issues. Like I've got low self-esteem issues, and I read through a lot of these books, a lot of these self-help books, and they've helped me tremendously. And you can use it for inspiration, but I'm warning you, don't let it get carried away. Because after you read through the evidence I'm providing, you'll see that there is an overarching goal of the Illuminati. They always push this destruction of the ego, and the reason they do it is so that they can rebuild the world according to their beliefs. They believe they've honestly been tasked with this evolution of consciousness, and they want to try to manipulate our thoughts to accept the next stage of evolution. And this goes into aliens and the dark arts and Antichrist and transhumanism. But this is just one of many works that can be used for it. With over 65 million copies of this thing sold, I can't argue that it hasn't had its impact on pop culture. So please go to IlluminatiWatcher.com, download the book, do a little self-analysis, see what you think. You can read my book without having read The Alchemist first. I don't have any plot spoilers or nothing like that, but it would help if you did read both books. It doesn't really matter what order you read them in. And I want to know what you think. So if you do end up downloading the book, leave a review. I'm going to try to get it on Amazon.com, or you can just comment on the website. Or you can find me on Facebook or Twitter or whatever, however you want to do it. I'm curious to know what you people think. Is it as sinister as I'm laying out in the book? I believe it is. I think it's plain black and white truth that you can connect all of these figures in with Satanist and Aleister Crowley. So I don't know how else you could argue against it, to be totally honest. Very controversial topic. I've had a lot of heat for it because I've been talking about it on the side with other people. A lot of people don't want to believe it because it's a very good book, and I don't want to take that away from it. It really is a good book. But I think we need to consider what the underlying message is here. Is this setting us up for the next thing? I believe it is. So check it out. Go to IlluminatiWatcher.com. Again, the book is called The Desert Enigma: An Analysis of Occult Symbolism in Paulo Coelho's The Alchemist. Thanks for listening.
Me, but also you. The Pharaoh fast-forwards his favorite foreign film, Powder Donut. Okay, what's my line?
The only line I see here on the script is get options based on your budget with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive.
Oh man, that's a tongue twister, huh? I'm sorry, I'm gonna need a few more minutes. Bulbous Walrus, the Bulbous Walrus.
The Name Your Price tool, only from Progressive.
The owl ran afoul of the comatose coxswain.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
To show you how easy it is to file a claim with GEICO, we hired a soap opera star.
Gracious me, my car has storm damage and I've had to file a claim. Could it possibly get worse? Will my claims team leave me for someone else? Someone less intense?
No. Actually, when you file a claim with GEICO, you get your own dedicated claims team who promises to stay with you throughout the process.
Oh, I've never known such loyalty. I can't wait for the second season.
GEICO, great service without all the drama.